Carl and myself have been involved in reenactment for several years, but we've now moved that on a stage by forming the company Ravenscroft. Ravenscroft is about taking education out to schools, community and charity groups, which we've now been doing for about the last 6 months. With the popularity of that period of time now on television and film, they do it to entertain, so they take great liberties with time periods and the people of the time. What we're trying to do with Ravenscroft is redress that a little bit and put accurate historical context to what people are seeing on the television. The Gathering of the Kings is completely free. It's free to park. We are a non-profit organisation, but there are ways that people can help us out and help us finance the settlement when that time comes.
And for people that are going to be coming along on the day, what can they expect?
Basically, on the day, you'll have there is a board of the timings of the events that will be taking place, but you've got have a go archery, have a go axe throwing. We've got a 22-foot Viking longship, which is actually part of another club called Jotun's Wrath, which is a Northampton Viking group. There'll be all stalls there, the 40 traders, they all sell. Everything's mainly made by themselves, so nothing's mass-produced in. It's all homegrown stuff, really. So you're buying authentic stuff, as I'd say. The Living History Villages, we've got two big villages going down. There'll be a lot of structures going, probably about 60 structures in total. So two encampments. The main arena is in the centre of the park, which is a rather large arena this year, isn't it? So the day's just going to be packed. You've got food stands, you've got drink stands, traders and fighters and living history, and obviously the 22-foot longboat.
And I know you mentioned the reenactments. What will that kind of entail?
The reenactment is basically the clubs that get involved in this. We arrive at a site and we live as close as we can in an authentic way to how a travelling Viking community would have been when they first got here until they settled and started establishing themselves in permanent towns and villages. Obviously, you've got Corby just down the road is a town whose origins go back to a Danish Viking called Corey.
And I mean, I think the fact that it's free at the moment for families that perhaps haven't got so much spare money is absolutely brilliant.
Well, the thing we try and do, Ravenscroft is very much a family orientated organisation. All the backing for it and everything up to this point has been directly from Carl and myself. We are very aware that these aren't the best times for families. At the Gathering of Kings, Sunday the 18th of June is Father's Day. There's going to be some activities going on for kids and dads to get in the arena to have a little bit of a battle. Ravenscroft has also started producing a series of worksheets and quizzes that we're shortly going to be moving into schools with, and there's going to be an art competition for the kids there to take part in.
Basically, during the mornings of Saturday and Sunday, there will be your main battles, which will be every fighter we have on camp fighting, you know, and everyone likes each other, obviously. Everyone's not really against each other, but it's that will be the main battle. And in the afternoons of Saturday and Sunday, there'll be the one-on-one championship fights for the crown and the sword, which the sword's going to go into a local museum and the crown will be given to the winner on the fighting Sunday. Brilliant. And raffle prizes will be out Saturday and Sunday as well. So there'll be raffle tickets going around Saturday and Sunday.